Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and it's pretty much small business heaven there, ladies and gentlemen. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get it. When you get there, it's easy. It's easy to do. I think you'll like it. And if you decide that you don't like it, it's easy to unsubscribe. We actually let you do it yourself. We don't even do it for you. We have the technology that allows you to do it all by yourself. We don't even know if you unsubscribe, but we do know if you subscribe. We like that. We like knowing that you're here, and so check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, including listening to previous shows that we've done with our good friend Rick Pinion, who's our guest this half hour. Rick is the president of Pinion Financial Services. He is our financial planning expert, and he's also now a talk show host of his own. He's got his own show on the weekends. And near our nation's capital there in Bethesda, Maryland, he's our good friend, Rick Pinion. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Are you as cold as I am?
Well, I think we had a little bit of a lot of the United States was kind of warmed up over the last week or so, but I think it's we've been reminded that the winter's not quite over yet, so it is a little bit cold today. What about, Rick, before we get into the program, you have to do something that's important. Folks, I'll remind you that Rick is a financial planner, which means that he operates in the world of the securities marketplace, and where it's different from mine and your marketplace is that our marketplace, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, prevails, but in the securities industry, full disclosure prevails. And on that note, in that spirit, Rick, you're on.
Well, thank you, Jim. I just wanted to remind the listeners that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Therefore, you should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Thank you very much.
Full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, the coin of the realm for the securities industry. And if you ever deal with anybody who's talking to you about a security and you don't feel like you're getting full disclosure, then you should probably find somebody else to do business with. Right, Rick?
Right. And also, I just want to mention that securities are offered through Sun America Securities Incorporated, which is a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and Sun America Securities are not affiliated.
I thought there was a little bit more to that.
I know.
All right, Rick, now that we got that business out of the way, we're coming up on a time when we're actually getting real close to the time when, beyond which you can't invest in an IRA and deduct it on your 2003 taxes, right?
Yeah, in fact, April 15th is the deadline that we have to make our contributions. We can't depend on extensions.
Even though some retirement plans allow the contribution to be to qualify for the previous year's taxes as long as the taxes are the return has been extended. The IRA is not one of them, is it?
Right. The IRA is one of those animals that, Congress brought it out in 1974, and we're talking to small business owners today primarily. And the purpose of the IRA, at least as far as Congress was concerned, is to try to protect those people that weren't covered under retirement plans, number one. And number two, Congress, as all of us, were concerned about the future of the Social Security system. So it's
right.
One of those things that people should be contributing, but unfortunately, there's not enough these days.
Now, when it first opened up in '74, as you said, the maximum you could put in was $1,500. But now, if you're under 55, is that right? It's up to $3,000 per person, $6,000 per couple. And if you're over 55, is that right? Is it 55?
In fact, it might be a good idea, Jim, just to run through some of the highlights with the list.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, if you're over 50, there's what they call a catch-up provision. That's a CAT, C-H, not ketchup and mustard. And if you're over 50, you can put an extra $500 in there to make up for past, you know, negligence,
right,
where
so
a person hasn't put money in.
So it's over 50 that you can put in $3,500.
Yeah, but what was interesting is the figure that you gave earlier, Jim, about that 55,
uh-huh,
because that may be what we call the phase-out range. In other words, if your adjusted gross income is between, let's say, $45,000 and $55,000 and you're single, once you go over $55,000, and assuming that you're covered under, you know, another retirement plan, you can't deduct the IRA contribution. And go one step further, if you're married, it's a phase-out between $65,000 and $75,000. So once your adjusted gross income, oops, I hear the music.
Sorry, go ahead, finish.
Over $75,000, you can't contribute and deduct it if you're married.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that. How about that? Stand by, 22. We're going to come right back. We got more IRA information from our good friend Rick Pinion. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us today. Rick Pinion is our guest. And, Rick, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.pinionfinancial, one word, pinionfinancial.com. Just remember, if you forget the name Pinion, it's like opinion without the O.
And one of the things I like about Rick is he has an opinion. We like that about him. And, Rick, you've got a lot of handy features on your website that people can use for free, a lot of calculators, and you got a lot of other things there. I want you to tell us about that, too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got a special today for the listeners, Jim. Anybody that wants to come to my website at www.pinionfinancial.com, they can email me on my site. If they email me their address, I'll be happy to put them on my newsletter free of charge.
All right.
I'll also send them out a little two-page confidential fact finder in case they'd like a second opinion in terms of what they've accomplished so far and maybe give them some direction on how they're doing and where they're going.
And folks, let me tell you something. You know, I know sometimes you hear those kinds of things and you say, boy, I don't want to get stuck to that kind of thing. You know, who knows what will happen. Rick's the real thing, folks. He's a very, very honorable and straight-up businessman. And so if he offers to help you, that's what it's about, help. And if you decide later on that you want to do business with him, he'll let you. But otherwise, he won't be bothering you about that. So, Rick, I appreciate you making that available to the audience. Let's get back to our discussion about IRAs. All right, now you brought up something I didn't know. I didn't know about the phase-out. As many times as we've talked about IRAs, I don't think anybody's ever brought out the phase-out issue. Now, that's based on your age, based on certain income levels. But what about above or below those income levels?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let's describe it very carefully for our listeners. In fact, if our listeners have a pencil and paper, they might want to write this down. There's what they call a phase-out range for people that are covered under a qualified retirement plan.
Already covered, already under like a corporate plan or some kind.
Right. That's right. A 401k, a 403b, and so on. And as a result of that, in the year 2004, the phase-out begins at $45,000 and ends at $55,000 for singles.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember the double nickel, like $55,000
right,
speed limit. And for married people, it's a little bit higher. For married people, it starts at $65,000 and ends at $75,000.
And that's if you're over 55.
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, Jim, I'm glad you mentioned it. It has nothing to do with age per se.
Oh, really?
It's based on income. The thing to the age thing is, we mentioned earlier, if you're over 50, there's that $500 catch-up provision.
Right.
But here's the clinker. Let's suppose that one spouse is covered under a qualified pension plan and the other isn't.
Right.
You can still set up a spousal IRA for the one who's not covered.
Uh-huh.
That's assuming your adjusted gross income is between $150,000 and $160,000. That's the phase
where
of
I'm
that
a little
level.
Confused. What if you're both married, both qualified, part of a qualified plan, and you make more than $75,000?
Well, you can still make an IRA contribution. It's just you can't deduct it.
You can't deduct it. All right. What if it's less than that? What if you're both part of a qualified plan? And you make less than $65,000.
Everything's fine. It's copacetic.
You can put that in there. Okay. So, but there is an alternative that just because you can't deduct it doesn't mean you can't take advantage of, you get some tax advantages because there's this thing called a Roth IRA, isn't it, Rick?
In fact, Mr. Roth passed away recently, Congressman Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he was one of the ones that helped us in this regard.
Senator Roth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Senator Roth. Mm-hmm. Now, he developed a plan whereby if your adjusted gross income is between $150,000 and $160,000, you can still contribute to what we call a Roth IRA. After $160,000, obviously, you can. And that's, by the way, when I speak of the $160,000, I'm talking about adjusted gross income.
Right.
So for those people that are still looking for a way to shelter some income, although with the Roth you don't get a deduction up front, you get the tax deferral on that growth, and you get tax-free income coming out on the other end, providing you meet a couple, you know, tests. One is you keep it in there for 5 years and you're over age 59 and a half.
When you take it out. Uh-huh.
But it's nice to have tax-free income when you're retired.
So the thing is you don't get the tax deductions going in, but you get it coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I'd rather give up a little bit of deduction today than have that huge amount coming out the other end, assuming that you're putting in regular contributions over a period of years.
All right, let's talk about a small business owner, Rick, that maybe doesn't have a qualified plan for whatever reason. Neither spouse has one, and they're just trying to get their business off the ground, and frankly, because of the way the business is structured and some maybe large depreciation, that kind of thing, they have no taxable income for 2003, maybe some loss carry forward or something like that, and they've got that kind of a situation. Wouldn't they be better off to put it into a Roth IRA for 2003?
Yeah, and also remember a couple of things about the IRAs in general. Number one, they have to have earned income in order to contribute towards the IRA.
What about a Roth IRA?
Roth IRA, too. You have to have,
earned income for that, too. Okay.
Yeah. And also, for a traditional IRA, you have to be under 70 and a half. So there may be some people out there that are small business owners that are over 70 and a half. They'd have to choose the Roth as well, because with the Roth, you don't have to take it out later on. We call this, you may have heard the expression, Jim, required minimum distributions.
Right.
In other words, you're forced to take money out once you're 70 and a half. Actually, to be clear about it, it's April 1st after you turn 70 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You get a birthday card from Uncle Sam. The birthday card says it's time to unwind. It's time to start taking some distributions out of your IRA.
Right.
You don't have that. You don't have that problem with the Roth. So in answer to your question, if you've got a small business owner out there that's just starting up their business, they need to look at all these things in order to bolster up their retirement.
Folks, the good news is you got lots of options. The bad news is you got to wade through lots of options. And you need some help with that. I know I do. And that's the reason we turn to people like Rick Pinion. And I encourage you to find somebody like him, if not Rick, in your area and do business with them. Let them help you. A financial planner, a certified financial planner primarily. When we come back, more to come. We've got some more IRA information, believe it or not. Even including a penalty. Got to watch out for that.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the small business advocate, and Rick Pinion is our guest. Rick, give us your website one more time.
Okay, it's www.pinionfinancial.com.
Don't forget all the free things that he's got there for you, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a lot of cool things that I think you can benefit from.
And lots of calculators.
Do you also have on your website a link to where they can go find a certified financial planner in their area?
I think we do. It's been a while since I looked at that, but they
seems to me like at one point in time you told us that you had a link to the national organization, and isn't there a link there to the national organization? And I wanted to make sure that if people were listening to Sheboygan or Seattle, they could still find somebody, a Rick Pinion facsimile up there that they could work with.
Yeah, they go to the Financial Planning Association's website.
And you know what that is?
I think it's probably similar to the name. They can probably do a word search for Financial Planning.
Financial Planning Association. Google that, folks, and find that website, and it'll give you a list of all the certified financial planners in your area. Rick, let's get back to our discussion about the IRA. If you take an IRA and take a deduction and you cash it out prematurely, there's a penalty, isn't there?
We call that the oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, in other words, if you're under 59 and a half, been contributing to an IRA and you pull the money out before 59 and a half, the government hits you with both ordinary income tax, plus there's a 10% premature withdrawal penalty. So you got to be careful about that, because some people could lose up to 40 or even 50% of what they put into it.
Wow.
The government wants to make it very clear that this is a long-term savings vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not designed for to buy a car or some short-term need.
Right.
It's designed to protect you when you get to be old and you need to pull the money out at that point.
Right. Now, if we just wanted to go down, let's say that we just, you know, the 3 o'clock in the afternoon on April 15th, we decide that we want to do an IRA. Truth is, we could really go down to our bank and do it, couldn't we?
Gosh, there's so many places you could do it through. Credit union, the bank, trust companies, anybody that acts as a custodian for IRAs,
right.
Mutual funds, you could do it online. There's just a whole lot of things you could do.
But that wouldn't prevent them from later on including that IRA in the work that they do with a certified financial planner.
Yeah, you can transfer IRAs, move them from one IRA custodian to another. You can roll over IRAs. There's a number of options there for you. You can consolidate IRAs.
And also, working with a certified financial planner, Rick, doesn't mean that everything that you have has to be under their purview, does it?
No, although it's important for the financial planner to know what you have. So
right.
From a global point of view, it can be coordinated.
No, they need to know what you've got, but my point is if you had, just because you've got an IRA with a bank and you decide, you for whatever reason, don't want to move that IRA from the bank, you can still work with a financial planner and leave that IRA right there.
Sure, if that's what you wish.
Yeah.
Because it obviously it's your money. The financial planner is the objective advisor, but
right.
You can pretty much keep it wherever you want to.
What about joint IRAs? I've heard about those. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's funny. Some people come to my office and they say, Rick, I want to open a joint IRA with my spouse or whoever. I say, you can't do that. An IRA has to be in the name of the participant.
Such thing as a joint IRA.
Strike that from your memory bank.
That's a myth.
Yeah. Myth versus reality.
That's right.
Everybody has their own, their name and their Social Security number.
Right. Now, the deadline is April 15th.
Right.
Drop dead for IRAs. But there are other things that you can invest in. There's a SEP plan, right, that you can invest in that's good through the extension that you can deduct on the 2003 taxes, right?
Yeah. For those small business owners, they should also look at, we talked about, you know, a couple IRAs today, they should also look at the Simple IRA and the SEP IRA, which are two very popular plans for small business owners.
Do they run with the tax return? They're not an April 15th deadline?
Right. There you can go through the extensions.
Right. Just like the regular SEP. And what's the difference in a SEP IRA and a regular IRA?
A SEP IRA, you can put up to 25% of your income, if you're an employee, or 20% if you're an owner, up to $41,000.
Right.
Now, if you're making it on behalf of your employees, you have to do the same percentage for them that you do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a simple IRA, if you know, that's up to $9,000. There's no percentages there. If you basically dump your whole paycheck in there,
wow.
You can, as long as you don't exceed the $9,000.
And is that what about the phase out? Does that still apply to that?
That's different because it's through an employer.
Right.
We don't have the phase out like we do for the individual IRA.
See why we need help with this, folks? I'm so glad we got people like Rick Finian to help us with these things. Rick, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
And by the way, tell us what station your radio station is on in the D.C. area.
WTNT 570.
That's Rick's program on Sunday at 10 o'clock. Is that right?
The 10th.
Thanks, Rick. Quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.